And then we'll go to the name of Shavuot to give a chance till the others maybe will come. ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו. חמישה תלמידים היו לו לרבן יוחנן בן זכאי, ואלו הם רבי אליעזר בן הורקנוס, רבי יהושע בן חנניה, רבי יוסי הכהן, רבי שמעון בן נתנאל, ורבי אלעזר בן ערך. רבן יוחנן בן זכאי, who was a student of Hillel, and he took the leadership after Hillel, and he was at the time of the destruction of Beit Sheni, of Beit HaMikdash, that lasted 420 years, and he was a witness to see all the ruin that happened in Eretz Israel and Yerushalayim. He went out of the country to meet with the chief of staff of the enemy in a tricky way. He tricked the people that were in his time, that were against giving up the war, and he realized that they have lost already the war. And he went out and he met with the chief of staff of the enemy. The enemy respected him very highly, and he told him, ask me one thing that you want, and I will grant you exactly to fulfill your request. Ben Yohanan ben Zakkai told him, Ten li Yavneh v'chachameha. Give me the city of Yavneh and the rabbis that they want to sit down and learn Torah, that they shall continue to learn Torah. The chief of staff told him, granted. He gave it to him. The Gemara said, at that time it was a mistake by Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai, not because he was mistaken, but because God did not want him to ask the right thing from the enemy. He could ask, give me Yerushalayim and Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara says, this is what the Pasuk said, Meshiv Hachamim Ahor, V'da'at Nebonim Yikach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the wisdom and the understanding of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he took it away from him in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the enemy will come and will destroy because of the wrongdoing that the people did. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was teaching Torah. He taught thousands and thousands of people Torah. But though we had also many, many great rabbis and students, they point out to us five of those great rabbis more than all others. Even Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa was his student, but no mention of him here. They told us the five very, very great rabbis, Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkenos. And he describes him, Borsut she'eno me'abed tepa, when they make a pit to preserve water over there, you know, those days they used to have, always the water comes from the rain, and they used to store the water during the winter in order that they will have it also during the summer. I remember as a child in Yerushalayim, Every house, they had in their yard a special place that rainwater goes into it, and they reserve it for the dry days that there is no water, and they used it. This is what saved the Jewish people during the siege and the independence, the War of Independence that was in 1948, when the Jordanian put the city of Jerusalem in the siege and they were attacking it. They had no water for 2 months. The whole water was rationed. They gave them cups. Where did they get the water from? the government came and locked all the wells that there was in every house. They locked them, and they took that water to ration it and gave it. They did not wash for 2 months. They gave them only water for drinking. It was a catastrophe for them. Till they broke a new way from the Yarkont to come through the mountain. They made a new path that they did it during the night. They kept digging and digging and going in the mountains till they came to the Yerushalayim, and they released the Jewish people from this trouble of the water. The water was very important. Bor is the pit, the well that they do. You read Bor in Humash Bereshit. Ashichu oto el Bor hazeh. And this Rabbi Elazar was described, was compared to a Bor Sud. Sud means plastered. Because if there is no concrete plaster, you know what will be? You put water over there, absorbs in the ground. But when you put that plaster, absorbs the whole reserved, all the water there, that doesn't go. As it was in Torah, Bor Sud, She'eno me'abet tipa, that even a drop of the Torah that he learned, never lost. He always remembered all the Torah that he learned from his rabbis. That's why they say about him, never said anything without hearing it from his rabbis. Every word that he gave to his students was what he heard from his rabbis. That was Rabbi Eliezer. They come to the second one, who is Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah. Ashrei Yoladato. Fortunate Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah that he had a mother as he had. What's wrong with all other tzaddikim? The mothers are not good? They're all Ashrei Yoladato. Everyone lucky that he had a good mother to raise him, to become Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, or to become Rabbi Yosef Kohen, or Rabbi Shmuel ben Netanel, or Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. All these, their mother were tzadkaniyot. Why only Rabbi Yosef ben Hyrcanus Ashrei Yoladato? And they say she was a cause for him to become such a great man. Why? Said, well, during her pregnancy, she went to 24 Batei Midrash, yeshivot that were in her town. Every day, she ran throughout all those 24 Batei Midrash, asking them, please pray for my child, that he would be a great man in Torah. Every day, she did it throughout the pregnancy. And she stayed in Batei Midrash for a while because she wants the child to hear words of wisdom of the rabbis. When he was born, she put him in his cradle. She put a cradle in Beit HaMidrash. She said, what are you doing? I want nothing to come into his ears, only words of Torah. That this how Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah became one that was sharpest in mind in the history of the Jewish people. In his time, the Gentiles were having the new religion of the Gentiles today. And the Romans demanded from the Jewish people to send their representative to argue about religion. And he never lost any argument. He was a winner. And the Gemara, there is few pages telling us about the questions and answers that went around between Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah and the Romans. And he always was the winner. They envied him that they wanted to kill him, but they did not succeed. So they tell us that the daughter of the king, once she saw him, and said, oh, Chokhmah mefo'ara bekeli mechu'ara. Such a great wisdom, but the container is ugly because he wasn't nice looking. He was short and and he told her, "Tell me, your father, where does he keep his wine?" So where does he keep his wine? And the barrels that made from clay always, that's where they put the wine. He said, "Isn't that a shame that he, your father, a king, to keep it in a clay container? What? Your father is a poor man? He's so rich, why doesn't he keep it in a gold?" I said, "You're right." She didn't know what he had in mind. She went to the palace. She called the man in charge for all the drinks. She said, "Where do you have the wine?" "The clay container. I want you to change it, put them all in gold containers." He said, "Okay, an order." He went, he changed it. He emptied the clay containers and he put in gold. All of a sudden, after a few days, the king asked for a drink. He brings him the wine. He asks for wine. "Well, the wine, I swear," the king said. "Why? You bring me one spoiled? What are you doing?" "I'm sorry. I got an order from the princess." "What?" "That I should put all the wine in the gold containers." "Really?" He called his daughter. "What did he do?" "You gave him an order to put them in these containers?" "Yes." "What made you think this way?" "So, Birsham and Hananya advised me." "Birsham and Hananya advised you? Very strange. You must tell me what went on between you and him. Must be you told him something." She said, "Yes. I told him, Chokhmah mefu'ara bekeli v'cho'ara. Such a wisdom in such a container." He said, "Well, he gave you the answer." You can see, if a person will be very handsome, beautiful, maybe he will run to the pleasure of this world. That's why God made him this way, in order to preserve all that wisdom in him. He said, "This, if you put it in clay, keeps good, well, delicious wine. You put in the gold, got spoiled." "This is the answer that he was giving you." This is how Birsham and Hananya was a very, very smart man. And he said, "Ashrei Yolato," he is fortunate to have a mother as such. When we learn the Musar from it, we learn the lesson that if a person has a wife that she is tzaddikah, taking care of the child during pregnancy and during time after birth, this child is going to be something. But if during pregnancy a woman conducting herself in a wild way, what kind of a child is going to come? Well, according to whatever she does during pregnancy and after that, that's how the child is going to be. He said, from the time you plant the seed, you plant a good seed, you see to it that will go straight, the plant's going straight, then. But if at the beginning you don't care, it's a lot of crooked, that will be out of order altogether. Then comes and tells us, Rabbi Yosef HaKohen Hasid. Rabbi Yosef HaKohen did much more than what he's supposed to do. I said many times, there are three levels of people, or four, to be more correct. Yashar, Tzaddik, Hasid, Kadosh. Yashar is a person straight, but he makes mistakes too. Tzaddik, he does everything according to the law. Hasid, he does more than what the law requires him to do. He goes beyond his duty. Don't he say? This is what Hasid is. That was Rabbi Yosef HaKohen. He described them, Rabbi Nachman Zakkai, what was the title to be given to every one of them. Rabbi Shimon ben Netanel, Yerechet, always was afraid, was filled with fear. maybe I'm going to do Avera. It was very careful that no Avon will be done by him. Can anybody come and say he has no Avon? The Pasuk said, En tzaddik ba'aretz asher ya'aseh tov ve'lo yecheta. No tzaddik in the world that won't make a mistake. Yecheta. Didn't say below ya'aseh Avon. Mistake there is. Nobody is perfect, they say. Therefore, but perfection of man, as long as he does everything within his ability. But this rabbi, Yerechet, no abonot at all. Then comes to the last one, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Kema'yan Hamid Gaber. If he starts to talk, he can, like a fountain, it comes more and more and more. And they gave him the credit more than all of them. Even Rabbi Elazar ben Hakanas was the greatest rabbi. What was Rabbi Elazar ben Hakanas? He argued with Hachamim about laws, and he proved that he is right. They told him, we don't accept it. He said, I'll prove it to you. From Pilpul that he made, they don't accept it. He told him, I'll prove it that from heaven will testify that I'm right. They gave them all kind of signs. Here is this wall lean down. The wall dead. Then we told him no. He said, but kol min ha-shamayim will come. So we don't accept it. But kol min ha-shamayim came. I said, yes, but that is right. Rishon Hanya said, lo ba-shamayim Ubunosh Olam, you told us that the Torah was given to us. We are to decide. Not in heaven. Hashem said, Netzachuni Banai. Yes, you are the winners. Today, that expression, another winner. You are the winners. That was for real. And that's, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I agree with you, Halacha, like you. This is B'Yoshua ben Hananya. It's very powerful. The Gemara tells us a story about him. Because of him, they impeached Rabban Gamliel from being the president. He was the president. Rabban Gamliel didn't realize B'Yoshua ben Hananya how great he was. And he used always, sometimes, to little bit belittle B'Yoshua ben Hananya. He made him stand like a teacher that makes a student stand up. He made him stand up a number of times. Ooh, the rabbis were very annoyed. Rabban Gamliel was in a scene, like a king, president. And his father told him, Nehog nisi'utcha barama. Don't be anav, because I know you are anav. When you come to be a leader, show your leadership. And he did what his father taught him. Yeah. B'Yoshua ben Hananya said something, Rabban Gamliel belittled him. No, you're wrong. And so the Hachamim were favoring B'Yoshua ben Hananya. They made a meeting among them and said, let's impeach him. And he did. After they impeached Rabban Gamliel, they wanted to look for another one. It was very hard for them to look, to find another one to take the place of Rabban Gamliel. Then they succeeded taking Elazar ben Azariah. Elazar ben Azariah, even though they took him, Rabban Gamliel never stopped from coming to learn Torah. A man that was president, they took him down. He said, I have to come to learn Torah. He never stopped from coming to Beit HaMidrash to sit with Hachamim and listen to the new president. What they say. And this is what happened, that once he started arguing Rabban Gamliel B'Yoshua, and here now B'Yoshua had the courage to answer back. Now Rabban Gamliel is not the president. And they kept arguing about one halacha till B'Yoshua ben Hananya won the argument. After he won, Rabban Gamliel said, what did I do? I have to make up with him. He is such a great rabbi. And he went He went to ask what is the address of Rabbi Yosham Hanya. They showed him. He came there. Someone living in a cellar. The outside, all the walls are black. And he said, "Miben kotlevet echani kavshe pahami ata." I see from the walls must be you are a man that sells coal. A coal, you know, black. I remember when they used to come here, the heat used to be by coal. They poured the coal into that basement, a cellar. Shema Israel. What comes out of it? The black, everything. This was told him. We see Shepahamiata, you sell porn coal. He said, "Oy lo ladok shata manigo vishata adim." שאין אתה יודע בצערם של תלמידי חכמים. That minute הוא בשביל מלחניה. Like tears in his eyes. He said, "You are a leader, you don't know how many rabbis are suffering. Isn't that your duty to look after them?" Rabban Gamliel felt very, very bad. And he said, "Yeshua, נעניתי לך, מחוללי. I was wrong, forgive me." And they made up. They started talking Torah to each other. Someone came and said, "Who will go to tell the rabbis that Rabban Gamliel Yeshua made up?" When came the news, he said, "Close the doors of Beit HaMidrash. Now will come all the people from Rabban Gamliel to bother us, to tell us Rabban Gamliel deserves it. Lock the doors. Don't let them in." Then Rebecca said, "I will go." He went, convinced them. The story is very long, but I don't want to spend time with this anymore. And then Hachamim felt bad for Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel was a great man, Nasi from Bet David, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, from Zera David HaMelech. How is that? But said, "Is that fair? What did Rabbi Elazar and Azariah do? We shall take him away." They decided it will be co-presidency. But they gave more kavod to Rabban Gamliel, because Rabban Gamliel was Shalshelet Yohassin. He has a chain of family tree. And they made, some they say, 2 weeks for Rabban Gamliel. He will be the one teaching and deciding all decisions. And 1 week for him. Some they say 3 and 1. Anyhow. That's why many times said, they come to say, on that generation, Shabbatot shel mi hayta, this week of who is the one, the president? They used to say, "This week is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah." Okay, what did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say? Something new in Beit HaMidrash. This was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Now we read about Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Kemayan HaMidgaber. I said this because we talk about Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah. Now we come after that. Kemayan HaMidgaber. I'll stop here because really Rabban Hanan Zakkai asked them to give him their idea what exactly a person should take the most to his heart to do in his life. We'll come to it next week if we go back to Avot. Now, this week, coming week is the holiday of Shavuot. We know that the holiday of Shavuot has the different names. There is 3 names in the Torah, and 2 are not in the Torah. 5 names to Hag HaShavuot. First of all, the Torah called it Hag HaShavuot. V'Hag Shavuot Aseh Lecha V'Korek Etzrachetim. Why do you call it Hag HaShavuot? Because we count 7 weeks. לדרס יש 7 שבועות, תספור לך מהחל 5 בקמר, תחל לספור 7 שבועות, and then when, after you finish counting 7 שבועות, you make 1 day of a holiday, that because it comes after 7 שבועות, they call it חג השבועות. But there is another name, חג הביקורים. וביום הביקורים, בהקריביכם, מנחה חדשה להשם, ושבועותיכם, כקודש יהיה לכם. Why do you call it Hag HaBikurim? Shavuot, you know, 7 weeks. Why do you call it Bikurim? Because the very first ripe crop that comes, the Tevuah, which Tevuah, during the time of this Shavuot, This is Hittim, because Sa'orim, the barley, is earlier, time of Pesach. And already we offer the Mincha, Minchata Omer, that comes from the barley. Now, on the holiday of Shavuot, they bring a new Mincha, a new offering. The offering is from wheat. What's the difference between the Sa'orim and Hittim? We know usually the barley wasn't good for men to be fed by barley. Barley used to be called Ma'achal Behema. Not today. Today they give you rye bread, they give, so many people, they run after it. But this used to be known, the barley is of a cheaper stuff. Wheat is the best. Really, one of the explanation, what is Etz HaDa'at, there's a machloket, what Etz HaDa'at was. One said, Etrogaya. Because it's a Nehmad Ha'etz. Nehmad, very, very beautiful. Now they said Etrog is more beautiful than other things. One said no. Te'enaya. V'davar shekelkelu bo netkanu. That's why Hashem made them. V'itperu ale te'ena. But one said Hitta. Where did he bring Hitta? Because it's written Etz HaDa'at. So, v'ra. Etz HaDa'at brings Da'at. So when the human being starts to have da'at, when he starts to have da'at, they feed him already food, hatim, cereal. Before that, he just nurse milk. Hitta brings the da'at. When he starts to eat, that's when the da'at of a person. This is hitim. And they bring offering of hitta. You know that the Torah said, don't bring anything hametz into Beit HaMikdash, offering Hametz, Ki Chol Seor V'Chol Devash, Lo Taktiru Mimenu Eshav. Don't offer anything that's made from yeast or honey. And they give us a reason why. Yeast, what makes the things rise? Devash, you boil Devash, you see, overboiled. Right away, you see, goes up. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I don't want anything that rises. To show you, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like Ga'ava. Usually a person, he feels himself, he rises above others. So, this Kadosh Baruch Hu wants everything low. Matzah. All the Menachot used to bring them matzah, except on Shavuot, that they bring Shete Alehem. What is written there? It's written, Sole Tiyena, Hametz Te'afena, Bikurim LaHashem. The Torah said, bring two lechem, two of them, they will be from wheat, they will be hametz. This is the Minhat Bikurim. What was the purpose of this Minhat? Minhat HaOmer, we know what was the purpose of the Omer and Pesach. No human being was allowed to eat from the new crop unless they offered Beit HaMikdash to show our gratitude to Hashem that gave us the cup. Therefore, we offer first to Hashem, and then we take for ourselves. But the Hittim, the Mincha of the Hittim was to tell you, don't bring any kind of Mincha from the new cup unless you offer this Hittim. Then you can bring Mincha from the new cup. Otherwise, all has to be from the old cup. That is for what you offer in Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, you see, it's called Bikurim, because we bring the first Tevuah, crop, we bring it Lashem. And of course, Bikurim, there is also in the fruit. What do you do? What's certain Bikurim in fruit? In Parashat Kitavo. והיה כי תבוא על הארץ אשר השם אלוהיך נותן לך נחלה ורשתה ואתה בשר אותה בא ולקחת מראשית כל פרי האדמה שתביא מארצך אשר השם אלוהיך נותן לך ושמת בתנא, you put in a basket והלכת אל המקום אשר יבחר השם אלוהיך בו and you said, you bring and you said to the Kohen, הגעתי היום לשם אלוהיך, that is called מצוות ביקורים, ביקורים of fruit. Before you eat any food, you have to bring first Bikurim to Beit HaMikdash. And there's the Kohen takes it, makes the Nufa, then but the, the Shavuot called Bikurim for Bikurim of the Hittim. Bikure Ketzir Hittim. Hag Shavuot Aser Lecha Bikure Ketzir Hittim. That's why you see already the Torah said Yom HaBikurim B'Kiveichem HaAndashah. That's Hag HaBikurim. Also it's called B'Hag HaKetzir Bikure Ma'asecha. In Mishpatim, it's written in Kitisa Hag HaKetzir. That the holiday that comes at the time of the harvest. These are the three names mentioned in the Torah. I repeat, Hag Shavuot, Hag Bikurim, and Hag HaKetzir. Shavuot, to tell us because we count the weeks. Bikurim, because this is the first ripe tevuah that we offer in Beit HaMikdash. And Katsir, the time. What's the idea to connect it with this? To tell you a purpose of this holiday, there's a number of things to aim in our mind. What is it? First of all, the connection between the holiday, this holiday, with the previous holiday, with Pesach. That's why you count 7 weeks to show you the whole freedom that God took us out of Egypt for this purpose, for this day of Shavuot. That's why there's no date about the holiday of Shavuot in the Torah. That you count 49 days, count Shavuot, and then celebrate this holiday. When it will come, it depends on Pesach. That is a connection, one thing. And our rabbi said, the mincha of Pesach is body. Ma'achal be'ema. Mincha of Shavuot, hitim. Ma'achal adam. To tell you, as long as a person got freedom from Egypt, you did not get the Torah yet, Adam like Behemah. But once you come, you receive the Torah, then you become Adam. That's it, offering Hittim. To show you are being raised to be on much higher level than all other living things. Then Hag HaBikurim, to show gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever we get, to be thanking Hashem, to say, Hashem gave it to us. This is Hag HaBikurim, thankful to God. Hag HaKetzir, also be thankful about the seasons. We have 4 seasons. Every season is a very important. There is spring, there is summer, there is fall, there is winter. A person has to understand that everything is affected, as they say, by the sun, as the Pasuk said, V'ayu lo'otot, ul-mu'adim, ul-yamim, v'shanim. That's when he created the sun and the moon, to show you the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kulam b'chokhma asita. These are the three names in the Torah. But added to it, in the Mishnah. Mishnah called the holiday of Shavuot, Hag HaAtzeret. We don't see in the Torah Atzeret only on the day after Sukkot. Shemini Atzeret. The word Atzeret comes, V'yom HaShemini, Atzeret LaHashem Elohecha. What's Atzeret? You assemble, and you stop yourself from doing work. The word atzer means avoiding. What is that? Ba'atzar et ha-shamayim. What's ba'atzar et ha-shamayim? Rabbi Be'ulu Ba'asro. He will squeeze it and there will be no rain. Even if you squeeze heaven, rain won't come. That is Midrash. But the simple meaning, ba'atzar, yimna. Ki atzor, atzar Hashem, be'ad kol rechem, lebet, avimelech. It is another pasuk. What's atzor, atzar? Mana Hashem, that Kadosh Baruch Hu avoided them from being able to give birth. He stopped them. Then be'atzor means you stop something. This is be'atzor et ha-shamayim. Yimna et ha-shamayim shelo yitnu matar. That they won't give rain. Therefore, Shemini Atzeret means this day, the 8 days, you hold yourself back, you don't go to work. That's what it is, Shemini Atzeret. Same thing, Shavuot is called Atzeret. In the Mishnah, the Torah didn't call it Atzeret. Why? Because Shavuot, every holiday, has a different thing. What is that? Pesach, you eat matzah. Rosh Hashanah, you blow shofar. Sukkot, you put sukkah. And like, what aminim? Except Shavuot, nothing else. Only what? Don't walk. This is atzeret. You are an atzar not to go to work. They stop you from going to work. That's Mishlo Ta'aseh Melacha. Shav'a Shavuot Aspor Lach V'chayel Hamesh V'kamat Ha'espor Shav'a Shavuot V'asita Hag Shavuot Hashem Elohecha Mesad Lat Et Chashem Ten Kashem Hashem Elohecha Samachta V'shem Elohecha Ta V'adivim V'chamber. This is what there is. Lo Ta'aseh Melacha. Nothing else in Shavuot. That's why it's called Atzeret. And the Targum on Kelos, once in the Torah, he said that it's called V'Shavuotechem. There he said, at the time that you will be Abatzer Techon. He called it Atzeret. Based on that, Hachamim and Mishnah called it Atzeret. But of course, we call it more than that. Zeman Matan Torater. The time that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Am Yisrael. Very strange. So the time we received the Torah, what the time Hashem gave the Torah? No. We can't say we received the Torah. Hashem gave the Torah. But to receive, we receive every day. Forever. They say, but you know in Berachot, Berachot HaTorah, we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Noten HaTorah. Really, what's supposed to say? Baruch Hashem Natan HaTorah. He gave. Why not ten? Hashem gives us now? Yes. Every day, if there is no help of God that you will understand the Torah, Hashem gives it to you every day, especially what I said many times. Every Jew has certain share in the Torah, part that belongs to him. All neshamot of Am Yisrael were in Har Sinai when Hashem gave the Torah. Those who were born already, those who in the future will be born, then Shemot were there. In order to listen to the berit between Hashem and Am Yisrael. And the berit was given not only to that generation, to all generations in the future. But everyone that was there, there is a part that his neshama had it, another one doesn't have it. That means if a person in potentiality, he has in him certain Torah, if he doesn't bring it out, the Torah doesn't come. The others don't know it. And he has to come again, Begilgul, till he brings it out. This is Helek Shekibela Nishmato Behar Sinai. Everyone has it. That therefore, we receive the Torah every day. What he got in Har Sinai, what he got in Har Sinai, and he has to bring it, we call it in Hebrew, min ha-koach el ha-po'al, from within you, to bring it out to the people, to the public. Imagine if a person would know that every one of us come say, I have certain thing in me that Hashem gave me, then I have to bring it out. If I don't bring it out, I stop it from the people. How guilty a person should feel, I don't bring out what I supposed to bring out to the people. This is what's called, as I said again, Zeman Matan Toratenu, that Hashem gave us the Torah. Of course, there's many midrashim. That at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to give the Torah to Am Yisrael, Malachim complained. She said, Ma Hashem Adonenu, Ma Adir Shemcha B'chol Ha'aretz. What do you give the Torah to the people? Ma Enosh Ketizkerenu, Ben Adam Ketifkedenu. Why? He said, Tena Hodecha Al HaShemayim. Give it to us, the Malachim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Hazer Lahem Teshuvah, answer them. He said, "Metiare ani shelo yisefuni bahaval pihem." Moshe said, "I'm afraid that they will burn me with the steam that comes out of their mud." Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Ehoz b'kisei kevodi, hold in the Kisei HaKavod and answer them. And Moshe had the courage then to talk. He said to the Malachim, what's written in the Torah? Anochi Hashem Elohecha Asher Otzeticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibet Avadim. Did you go to Eretz Mitzrayim? Were you Avadim over there? You won the Torah? That's what there is in the Torah. Then he tells them, what's written in the Torah? Lo Tirtzach. Do you kill anyone? Lo Tignov. Kelum Masa U'matan Yesh Benechem, that you steal from each other? He started telling them. He answered them back. After he answered them back, he said, oh, Hashem Adonenu Adish V'chabara Chol Ha'aretz. Give it to the people of the land. Very strange. Malachim don't know what they want to ask. They want the Torah. Then, and Moshe Rabbeinu answered them, Kenum kin ayesh benechem. What is he afraid? Ehoz b'kisei kibodin. V'ahazer lahem teshuvah. But they know the Torah has two parts. There is the Peshat, there is the sword. The Malachim didn't want the Peshat. They wanted the sword of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu made himself, he doesn't understand. You know the simple meaning. Simple meaning belongs to you. He said, no, simple meaning belongs to him. Give it to him. This doesn't belong to us. This is what goes on. However, we received the Torah, another Midrash comes and tells. The Malachim came and said, Mali Lud Isha Benenu, what this was born from a woman in the world down there comes here to be with us. He said, the Kabel Torah, ba. He came together. He said, to Kabel Torah? Torah doesn't belong to him, give it to us. He said, isn't this the one? The one of the children of those fathers that you went, you ate over there by him, you ate, he fed you, as it's written by Kahama, by Halav, by Bakar, Shasav, by Tenefneim. So, oh yes, being gracious to him. After all, you got a benefit from him. What's the connection? Isn't this the one that you went by Kahama, by Halav? The Torah said, don't eat basar b'halav. You ate basar b'halav. He said, v'yikachem av b'halav. They are going to be careful. They observe the Torah, the mitzvot. That's why one of the reasons why we come to eat ma'achalei halav, to show you we are very careful not to eat together halav and basar, and not to eat basar and then halav. We eat halav. They warn us a poskim. It's good to eat halav in order to answer those malachim. We don't do like the malachim. We are careful. We eat halav, we wait, we wash our man, then we eat basar. And how much a person has to be careful if they tell us to eat halav, and a number of reasons why we eat ma'achale halav. There is one reason, very simple. We said that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shiva Shavuot. The Zohar said, why Shiva Shavuot? Just like a woman Nidda. She has to wait 7 days, and then she becomes Tehorah to be. We Israel, well, as they say, Halalu of Avodah Zarah, has to have a process, certain time to become Tehorim, to take that dirty garment off, to put a new garment. And this took Shiva Shavuot. And Shiva Shavuot changing, just like in Nidda, the blood changes into milk, because milk comes from the blood and the body. And the blood, Dam Na'kar V'Na'asa Halav, the Gemara said. Now the same thing here. Dam is the Din. Halav is Rahamim. That's why dam is adom. The halav is white. White is symbol of mercy, rahamim. He said, therefore, changing from dam into rahamim, when comes after 7 weeks, this is the time. Now, take halab, drink halab, take ma'akhale halab, make cheese, halab. There's another reason for it. When Israel received the Torah, the day was the Yom Matan Torah. When they got the Matan Torah, Sa'adia Gaon said, in Aseret HaDiberot included all the 613 mitzvot. And he wrote a special book, Rav Sa'adia Gaon wrote a special book to show us how all the mitzvot of the Torah connected with Aseret HaDiberot. Shows us like branches. You can see there is 10 branches, and each branch goes to different stipulations that shows you this mitzvah connected here, this mitzvah connected here. Sa'adia Gaon wrote such a large book about it to show you how the mitzvot are connected with the Ten Commandments. Now, when Israel got the Ten Commandments, they got the whole Torah, Taryag Mitzvot. Now they got Taryag Mitzvot. Every day they prepare themselves. Food, they have their containers, their pots, dishes. What do they eat? They ate everything. Everything was mutar. The pig, the behemoth, any kind of animals, they ate. And they had all these pots being cooked, the food in them. But they received.